It's Thursday, February 6, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. An SUV driver arrested for OWI after rear-ending a school bus near Elk Mound. A statewide Amber Alert remains active for a missing pregnant teen from Beaver Dam. Dissolving the Department of Education could have devastating local negative impacts, says Governor Tony Evers. And the Bear Lake Hagen Fire Department's ice fishing contest is Saturday. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. An SUV rear-ended a school bus in Dunn County Wednesday morning, resulting in an OWI arrest for the driver of the SUV. None of the 18 students on the bus or students walking up to the bus to board it were injured, said Sheriff Kevin Bigd. Authorities said the bus was stopped with a warning and stoplights flashing on County Highway E south of Elk Mound when it was struck in the rear. The driver of the SUV, 33-year-old Ashley Harp of Eau Claire, was arrested on suspicion of OWI. A statewide Amber Alert involving a pregnant teen remains in effect. Robin Colbert tells us more.
Charges of child abduction and enticement have now been filed against 40-year-old Gary Day, who is believed to be with 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam. Day and Franklin were seen together earlier in the week despite a no-contact order for the two. Franklin is 3 months pregnant, and police say Day is the father. Police believe they could be driving a black 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Initially, they said the vehicle had Arkansas plates, but now authorities believe that they've been switched to Pennsylvania plates. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers says many school programs would suffer if the U.S. Department of Education is dissolved.
Taking away, say, special education money, money for libraries, money for schools, period, that's going to be devastating.
Reports indicate President Trump is drafting an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education in two phases, saying he wants his pick for Education Secretary Linda McMahon to, quote, work herself out of a job, end quote. The Department of Education was created by Congress in 1979 and has 4,000 employees with an annual budget of $79 billion. Its roles include funding for low-income communities and students with disabilities and managing federal financial aid and college student loan programs. It has no authority over what curriculum is taught in local schools. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined 14 other attorney generals in a commitment to protect access to gender-affirming care. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Call and the other AGs say the Trump administration's executive order effectively banning gender-affirming care for people under 19 is wrong on the science and the law. The coalition says health care decisions should be made by patients, families, and doctors, not by a politician trying to use his power to restrict freedoms. The statement comes less than a week after a group of attorney generals that included Call were able to secure a temporary restraining order blocking the Trump administration from issuing a freeze on federal funding. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsinites continue to have problems dealing with landlords and scam calls. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says those two issues once again topped the list of complaints received in 2024.
Landlord-tenant issues are the leader, but they have increased by over 300 complaints, with 2,525 complaints from consumers dealing with landlord-tenant issues, and number two being telemarketing, 1,513 complaints.
Reinen says the actual number of scam call complaints was down, probably owing to people being more aware of the issue and using the technology available to prevent those calls from reaching them in the first place. Your face can be your ticket into American Family Field this coming baseball season. Ted Ahlen tells us more.
The Milwaukee Brewers will conduct a test run of new facial recognition technology at two of the stadium's gates. Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger says scanning cameras will be at the home plate and third base entrances. The team hopes the innovation will shorten waits for fans entering the stadium. Fans who choose to use facial recognition will need to load a selfie into the MLB Ballpark app on their phones. Those who choose not to will still be able to scan tickets downloaded onto their phones. Last season, seven MLB teams used facial recognition technology at their parks. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
An ice fishing contest will raise money for a local fire department. Emergonsky has a story.
The Bear Lake Hagen Fire Department annual two-man ice fishing contest is set for Saturday, 10 until 3, on Bear Lake, north of Poor Folks Saloon. Cash prizes will be awarded for fishing. Raffle tickets are available at a number of businesses around the area and on the ice the day of the contest. Assistant Chief Jason Taylor explains the importance of the fundraiser.
We cover the village of Hagen, the entire Bear Lake Township, and Stanfold. There's always needs that this taxpayers' dollars doesn't cover, and that's where Bear Lake Hagen Fireman's Fund comes into play. It has already helped us get tools and vehicles where we didn't have to apply for grants. One item we're striving towards right now is the equipment van that we have to haul all our gear. It's one of our original trucks. We're looking to try to replace that this year.
Food and drinks will be available on the ice during the contest. An after party will take place at Poor Folks from 3 until 7 featuring music with the Hay River Sisters. I'm Amber Gonski.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.